Across the hall.
Okay. Outside the barn? Have a little fence going around?
Oh, I call them the pen.
Okay. What, a cow pen?
Yes, cow pen.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made of rocks or stones?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Do you ever hear it called a rock wall or a rock fence or a stone?
I have.
Which? Or a stone wall or a stone
fence? Just a rock fence.
Okay. What are the various kinds of wood fences that you can think of? Fences made out of wood that perhaps you've seen during your lifetime?
No.
The latter would be the outstanding fence.
He said vents.
Fence.
Wood fences.
Yeah.
Wood fences. Well, they used to have rail fences, and they were made out of wood.
Good. Any other kind that you can think of?
Nothing but wire.
Okay. What about these small fences that go around the yard sometimes? You know, they have these things sticking straight up and little things about that high that people paint white.
That's right.
What kind of fence is that?
I don't know. I call them wire fences around the yard.
Well, this is made out of wood.
I don't think I've seen one made out of wood.
Did you ever hear called palings or...
Palings.
Yes, okay. I have.
Right.
Yes, I have wood.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top that you use for carrying water or milk? It's made out of wood and you carry it like this. What do you call those things?
I call them water vessels.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called anything besides a water vessel? What about bucket or pail?
Oh, it's a water bucket.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be the you'd call the one with
that's
made
right.
out of wood.
That's
water
right.
Yes.
All right. I used to have. I've had one.
What do you call the same kind of thing? Looks just like it, except it's made out of metal. Do you have a different name for that?
They call them water pails.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
I call them a frying pan.
Okay. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? You know, that thing where you can turn the water on and off?
I call it the spigot.
Okay. What do you call this same thing that you turn on a barrel to get stuff out of a barrel?
I call it not a spigot, but
a barrel.
You know, to get out of a cooler, like a cooler, get water out of.
Oh, yeah,
it's church, we get water out of.
Sit down over there, Mr. Daniel.
Well, that's all right. I'm all right. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, would you have a different name for the same kind of thing out in the yard that you turn to get water?
I still call them sprickets.
All right. What do you, when you buy groceries down here at the store, what do they put them into for you to carry them home in?
Paper bags.
Good.
And boxes.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? You know, 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes.
I call them white sacks.
Well, these aren't white.
Well,
these are rough and brown, very coarse cloth.
I call them feed bags.
Okay. Did you ever hear them called a crocus sack?
Oh,
or
yes, I have. I call them crocus bags.
All right.
That's right.
What do you call a small musical instrument about this long that you hold up to your mouth and blow?
Harp.
Okay. And what do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and it hold up to your mouth like this and twang it?
What's wrong
with you? U-Haul. That's what I used to call it.
We call it U-Haul.
Okay. What do you call a kind of support that a carpenter uses to hold boards for sawing? You know, it looks like the letter A, two letter A's with a board.
Oh, what's going on?
I'm trying to get rid of it.